This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. 11 days on from Russia's invasion of Ukraine, priests provided solace to soldiers and civilians alike at a military church in Lviv in western Ukraine. The Garrison Church is a 17th century church that stands in the center of the city. Here, 11 days in, much like the first day. Russian forces bombarded cities in northern and southern Ukraine Monday as Ukrainian officials warned Russia may be moving closer to storming Kyiv, and Russia's military announced the latest in yet unfulfilled plans to establish humanitarian corridors for civilians caught up in its invasion. Ukraine's general staff of the armed forces said Russian forces were focused on encircling Kyiv along with other Ukrainian cities. A statement on Monday accused Russia of violating international humanitarian law by shelling civilians and of creating a humanitarian crisis in occupied areas. A Russian defense ministry statement said that the humanitarian purposes, Russian forces would declare a regime of silence beginning sometime today. Russia has snubbed a hearing at the United Nations top court in a legal bid by Kyiv to halt Moscow's devastating invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Both seats reserved for Russian lawyers at the International Court of Justice was empty as the hearing opened. The courts scheduled 2 days of hearings into Ukraine's request for its judges to order Russia to halt its invasion. A decision is expected on the request within days, though it remains to be seen if Russia would abide by any order the court might issue. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. Canadian and Romanian foreign ministers discussed the war in Ukraine on Monday and signed a joint statement aimed at strengthening bilateral relations and cooperation between the countries. Speaking at a news briefing in the capital of Bucharest, Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly said her country would continue to exert maximum pressure.
We will continue to impose maximum pressure on the Russian regime. We've said so, we will continue to do so. And later today, there will be announcements regarding sanctions. We know that it is important, fundamental in these circumstances, that Putin himself, his close guard, people that are responsible for taking these outrageous decisions to attack Ukraine, must be under extreme pressure.
Her Romanian counterpart, Bogdan Orescu, said the strengthening of NATO's eastern flank was vitally important. South Koreans will choose a new president on Wednesday, wrapping up an election campaign marked by high-profile corruption allegations and bitter personal attacks. The Liberal candidate, former provincial governor Lee Jae-myung, and his conservative rival, ex-prosecutor Yoon Suk-yeol, are locked in a tight race ahead of the vote. South Korea faces no shortage of urgent issues, including skyrocketing housing prices, high youth unemployment, and a pandemic-induced economic slowdown. But debate over those issues has been overshadowed by ferocious mudslinging between the two candidates, which many observers say has reached unprecedented levels. China's foreign minister on Monday called Russia Beijing's most important strategic partner amid its continued refusal to condemn the invasion of Ukraine. Wang Yi told reporters ties with Moscow constituted one of the most crucial bilateral relationships in the world, adding no matter how perilous the international landscape, he said, we will maintain our strategic focus and promote the development of comprehensive China-Russia partnership in the new era. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has begun a lightning visit to the three Baltic states that are increasingly on edge as they watch Russia press ahead with its invasion of Ukraine. The former Soviet republics of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia are all members of NATO, and Mr. Blinken aims to reassure them of the alliance's protection in the event Russia chooses to expand its military operations to other neighboring countries. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.